One of the most important figures of the former Czech underground scene, Egon Bundy, died on Sunday at the age of 77. During his lifetime, he published dozens of volumes of poetry and prose. But Bundy was perhaps best known in the Czech Republic for the lyrics he wrote for the seminal underground band, the Plastic People of the Universe. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Egon Bondy, born Zbigniew Fischer in Prague in 1930, was arguably one of the most revered and at the same time complex figures of the former Czech underground scene. In the late 1950s, he studied both psychology and philosophy at Charles University, and throughout his life wrote more than 50 volumes of poetry and prose, often concerned with the individual in conflict with society. Bondy's work itself appeared only illegally in communist Czechoslovakia, secretly published and disseminated only as samizdat literature. For many, he is best known for text borrowed by Czechoslovakia's seminal underground band, the Plastic People of the Universe, writing the lyrics for the band's unofficial anthem, Mochomurky Bile, White Mushrooms, as well as the words for most of the Plastic's 1974-75 release known as Egon Bondy's Happy Hearts Club Band, including the song Dvacet, or 20.
Když je dnes člověku 20, chce se mu hnusem zvracet.
Egon Bondy's editor Martin Machovec spoke to Radio Prague in the past about the writer's development from surrealist poetry in the 50s to later prose and his eventual meeting with the Plastic People of the Universe.
He started writing his poetry in the early 50s, and with a couple of his friends, including Bohumil Hrabal, at that time he established one of the first samizdat edition called Půlnoc, which is midnight. Then, in the early 70s, he has been discovered by those young rock underground musicians, which were quite well known thanks to the best-known underground rock group named the Plastic People of the Universe. And so the musicians started putting his lyrics into music.
Bondy was a prominent member of the anti-establishment scene, and his works were an inspiration for many within or on the edges of the underground movement, as well as for students at the time lucky enough to get their hands on clandestine copies of his work. Literature professor, singer, and Radio Prague contributor Pavla Jonsonova indicated in 2003 that Bondy had a huge impact on her generation.
In spite of all the very oppressive circumstances of the late 70s, the young people were so excited about like sharing documents of Charter 77 and distributing various forms of the samizdat writers, be it Havel, Vaculík, or Gruša. But especially we loved Egon Bondy. For us, the most exciting figure, as a revolutionary philosopher and poet, he combined everything that we expected of a hero and a literary hero at that.
After the fall of communism, Egon Bondy's role was somewhat diminished on the Czech literary scene, in part by his decision to move to Bratislava in 1993 in protest of the Czech Republic and Slovakia split. Still, he continued to publish both artistic and philosophical work in the mid-1990s, as well as teaching on Marxism, to which he inclined, and Buddhism at university in Bratislava.
Marxiské noci,